2023. Ooh, I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. All right. Well, let's quickly look back on 2022. The two biggest things that we did in our business that were good decisions, maybe even great decisions. Ooh, we're really feeling it today. That's what we're going to be talking about on this episode of Business Bookend, part of the Beyond Real Estate podcast. And today we are discussing what are the two biggest things that we did for our business in the year 2022 with that big 23 coming around the corner. You'll find some very helpful and insightful items that maybe you can apply in 2023 if you're looking to create a business checklist. And we're going to dive deep into that right after this.
Welcome to Beyond Real Estate with Jaylook, the podcast discussing parenting, real estate, and business. Every week, we go in depth on how to become successful in business and life. Jaylen, take it away.
Well, 2023 is just around the corner. 2022 is wrapping up. And with that comes a tumultuous few years. Good on you, 2022. I mean, we've had our own rough things with 2022. Let's not pretend like it's all been just sunshine and roses. There's been plenty of news things, plenty of crazy and crazier things, but it wasn't 2020. So we're, you know, which feels like it was like yesterday. It's crazy how the last like few years have just blown by. But today we're talking about the two best decisions that we made for our businesses in this past year. And you might want to take some notes because these are pertinent, not only for us, but I think there's learning lessons for everyone out there. And Nick, I'm going to let you start off with your first thing. What was your first best decision this past year?
Well, it's not reinventing the wheel, but it's following through and starting things that I put down to do in 2022. So I made a business plan back in the end, towards the end of 2021, to say what goals did I want to accomplish and when did I want to accomplish them. And it was that follow through and starting some of those things to make things happen, right? I think there's the magical fairy dust that everybody wants. It's like, well, how'd you get there? Wherever there is. And at the end of the day, it comes back to action, right? And it comes back to fulfilling those pieces. So that'd be my first thing, is starting some new things. And this will segue into my second thing, to be more specific, community events. That was on my to-do list in 2021, moving into this new space of real estate for me. And in 22, I wanted to be a part of my community. So then I thought of, okay, what does that look like? How often? What kind of events would I do? And I followed through. Number one, I created the goals. Number two, I followed through with it and created the action. And then number three, it was that community piece. So give it even be more specific within my community. I'm volunteering at a school to teach financial literacy one day a week. I'm volunteering at a Boys and Girls Club. I am now doing a yearly movie for Monrovia Memorial Weekend, where I just sell out a theater. Along with a friend of mine, and we just give out free tickets. This weekend, I know we're still in 22. My wife and I are doing a fundraiser for her nonprofit. It's a pediatric cancer nonprofit. It's a soccer fundraiser, but we've also brought in local community members to sell their own things. For example, a local Mexican restaurant is selling their food there. We got a coffee spot. We got Santa coming. We've got a gentleman that's moved into the woodworking. So being connectors within our community. So those would be two big takeaways for me in 2022. Jay, throw that one back at you.
Yeah, the two biggest ones, I would say the first and foremost one is changing job positions. I think that's one that a lot of people don't reflect on and don't be like, maybe this job just isn't for me, or maybe my current daily dealings in the job just aren't for me. Maybe my strengths are better suited elsewhere. And that was a realization that I came to about middle of the year. So while I am still a loan officer, I got all the certifications and NMLS number. If you ever check the show notes, my NMLS ID number is in there. Because if you talk about mortgages and you're not like a mortgage person without strictly saying I'm not a mortgage person, then there's a few government agencies that will come and yell at you. Or, hey, you can't misrepresent that. So yes, everything that I say, I can legally say it. But I moved into a position that deals purely with automations and system integrations, which is definitely more my speed, because I found out talking to people, boy howdy, that is just not my forte. I I'm not a salesperson. And I know a lot of mortgage people, real estate people, insurance, but I'm not a salesman either. At the end of the day, you got to make a sale to make a paycheck. So yeah, you're a salesman. let's call it what it is. So yeah, just understanding my own limitations this past year and being like, hey, you know, better suited for one area. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But hey, my boss likes what I do and saw the value in it. So I still have a job in this industry. It's a glorious industry. So the other number dose, that's going to be creating a podcast. I think that that was a very fun one. And I think that for those of you that are like, what does a podcast have to do with your business? Damn near everything. if you ever wanted to find out a way to not talk about your business and still connect with either your clientele, your database, sphere of influence in a more fun and engaging way, a podcast does that for you. And it definitely helps just give you a creative outlet that most businesses and business ideas, unless you're like literally creating art and doing design on a daily basis, you don't get to play with very much. And so it's hard to be like, what can I do to, you know, that's not just wasting my time, that can actually grow my business and give me some sort of creative outlet or do something that's just fun, you know? And so that's exactly what a podcast did for me. And so, yeah, that's going to be the biggest two things that I had this past year that helped grow my business and just kind of make business more enjoyable. I think that if you hate what you're doing, you're doing it wrong. So either get out or change the rules of the game. And that's exactly what I did this last year. Nick, since we're probably not going to have one of these this year, maybe we'll have one, but just preemptively, and I'm throwing this on Nick, everyone. Nick has no idea what's coming, what's about to hit him. Nick, reflecting back on those two best things, do you think that there's something that you could have done? And if so, are you going to make that a focus for this next year with those two things? Are you going to make adjustments and still do them even harder this next year? Or are you going to find some two alternatives that you're now going to kind of focus on as being your main goals for this next year?
I'll definitely double down on the community piece. Double down meaning going to replicate everything I did and add to it probably at least by one event, maybe two. Second thing though that I'm going to not do differently because I started doing this, but I'm compounding this one, is the education piece. So for example, I did a monthly workshop via Zoom. And for be more specific, I did a first time homebuyer workshop in October. Actually, my first one was in June. So, but I'll use the most recent ones. October was first time homebuyer. November was homebuyer. December, did it just earlier this week, was a seller workshop. January, I would have had off. And then I recycled those topics. Moving into 2023, I'm doing a housing market workshop more broadly, not tailored necessarily to the seller or buyer, but just having a housing market update in a workshop every other week for the entire year of 2023. So I've committed to myself that there's not going to be anybody in my space and in my geographic area that will educate and communicate more and better than I will. So that's something I'm very much looking forward to because I'm still keeping that hat on as a coach in terms of educating and helping people make good decisions. And I think that's a very important piece and a piece that a lot of people are in search for because you have so much information out there. It's challenging to decipher, okay, what's real, what's not. You have people talking about fake news. You've got so much information just out there all at once. How do you decipher what's relevant and what's not relevant? So I wanted to spearhead that. So that's nice. A new one, so to speak. But I'd like to share one more win that I feel like in hindsight, that I'm just like, I'm really glad I did it because I would not have done this 2 years ago. Yep. And it's video. And I feel like so many people have talked about video. But I'll share my story because I'm very content being an introvert. And there's not one person I've worked with in the past that would look at me now and be like, oh, I totally saw Nick doing that. Because I've surprised myself as well. But I've created, I think, more than 2,000 videos in this calendar year. Ooh. And that's a lot. That's a lot of repetition. And I look back on a lot of those videos and be like, that was rough. And not to say I'm perfect by any means. I just know I'm that much more comfortable I'm that much more comfortable taking more topics and putting my own spin on it versus feeling like I have to memorize so many things. Like, okay, once you're in any space, you're just more educated, you're more comfortable, you're more confident. And I think getting behind the camera, it's no different. The more times you do it, you're never going to be perfect at it. You're just going to get more confident with it. And understanding the nuances of something as simple as how you hold yourself, right? Like I look at video now, knowing what I know, I'm just like, yeah, they're brand new on this one, you know, because you like see people stepping up and they're just, you can see their eyes just tracking and they're just like stone cold, just a stone cold face. There's no, it's not them, right? And that's the hard part. It's like, how do you be you behind a camera? And that's where I'll give kudos 100% to this podcast too, because we record it, not just audio, but visual. And there's that piece to say, how do you show that you're you versus you're so uptight. You're just like, I want to help people. And you're just like, no, you don't. You can't even help yourself right now. So,
yeah. Yeah. For anyone that's like, yeah, this next year, I'm going to take what Nick said. I'm going to double down. I'm going to do video too. The biggest thing that I can say is the sooner that you can become just comfortable on camera, just being yourself, like the way that Nick and I act, if you meet us on the street or if you just talk with us, this is how we act. Like, it's not we're putting on a flamboyant act. Nick, welcome to the Beyond Real Estate podcast. Today we are discussing not what we do at all. This is how we talk on a daily basis. And the easiest way that I found just getting comfortable is, how do you talk to your favorite person in the world? Because if you're not talking like that to the camera or just in general, people are going to pick up on that. Whereas at the end of the day, if you can be like, oh yeah, no, I'm just talking with a friend here, then people are going to pick up on that too. And they're going to be more likely to not only engage, but also enjoy the content you put out. Because the last thing that anyone wants to do when you put out a video is to see those zero views, which we have quite a few of, by the way. But it's okay. Because we're enjoying what we're doing. When it comes to our videos, Nick, don't look at me like that. When it comes to our videos, sometimes, you know, we're fighting that algorithm monster. We're not professionals at it.
Video piece.
Some videos blow up. We had a short the other week that had 2,000 views, and we've had shorts that had 25,000 views. And you're like, oh, it's working. And then the next one has like 5, and you're like, that sucked. And it's like this roller coaster ride. But the sooner that you can just be lax and be like, hey, I'm just having a good time. Drink before doing it if you need to. That will get you. Maybe edit it afterwards. Don't do any live streams on the first one because you might say some regrettable things. But, you know, just get really comfortable being in front of a camera and just chatting to it like it's a friend. That's the easiest thing. Nick, when it comes to that video piece, when did you feel most comfortable finally just talking to a camera, and was there a particular video or a particular day it clicked, or were you just like,
no,
it's just a slow progression?
Okay. Yeah, just okay. A slow progression for me. I don't have that aha moment. Number one, I think for anybody, it's getting over that barrier of, God, I'm going to be on camera. What are people going to think of me? I got over that real quick when I heard, who are you making the video for, yourself or other people? Right. And That was my aha moment. Then it was like, fair point. Because I'm not trying to record a video for myself for me to watch it 17 times. Like, I don't, like, I'm just sharing it, right? So that helps me definitely get over the fear of just recording in general real quick once I heard that perspective. And then just that confidence and comfortable piece. It's anytime you're newer in a space, Gary Vee, I know, has mentioned this numerous times. It's like, he's never going to talk about something he's not confident in, you know? And I think for those of us that do choose to have a job change, and that job change does, not that real estate requires video, but for me as a newer agent, I feel like it's a space that I don't need 5 years in before I can dip into it, right? I can do that from the get-go. With that said, you're always going to be limited in terms of what content you're comfortable sharing, right? Who wants to get behind a camera and stutter and be like, yeah, I'm good sharing that, not, right? So it's like, you're more limited. And the more experiences you have, right? And the more, give an example. Just the other day, I shared a video and I stole it from another agent that I saw on Instagram. And it was something to the effect of, is real estate have more to do with luck or being on purpose, right? I think interesting topic. But for me personally, I shared that story because that's my story is this. In 2009, I bought my first condo, right? In hindsight, the economy crashed in 08. Was that luck or was that being on purpose? I think it's a mixture of both, but I can directly relate to that, right? Fast forward to 2020, we had COVID happen. My wife and I bought our first house in April 2020. COVID hit in March 2020. Were we lucky or were we on purpose? So I shared that story to say it's always going to be a little bit of both. I think too many people rely on the luck, though, at the end of the day. They hope something just falls in their lap and nobody's going to hear about it and know about it. It's like, I got this property for tens of thousands cheaper. Idiots. Nobody knew. And it's like, it's never going to happen. But I think some people do have that wishful thinking. You're just like, I hope that right one just comes and nobody knows about it. It's like, it doesn't work that way. You have to have these conversations. By the way, they're free with individuals. And that's what I did, right? I had conversations months before I made those moves to understand what moves I can make. And when that opportunity presented itself 5 months later, mind you, I also needed my wedding to be canceled 2 times and for like our entire world to just be shut down in order to get a house. But as luck would have it, we got our house and here we are. So it's finding content like that, right? If I would have seen that video a year prior, I would have been too scared to share my story because it's like, how am I going to make that my own, right? Fast forward a year, it's like, ooh, I like that. I can make that my own and I know how. And off you go.
Yeah. Copy, but don't, I mean, it's not bad to copy.
I think more people are getting comfortable with it, but at the end of the day, it's like copy
someone else's successful blueprint.
Nobody owns an idea, right? Yeah. I think that's something I came across a long time ago because as a soccer coach, it's like, but they do that. That's fine. They do that and they're going to do that their own way. Videos are no different. Like rip off and duplicate, as some would say, and make it your own, because stop trying to waste time trying to reinvent something that you don't have to think that hard. Just figure out what it is that you like to do, because then it also doesn't feel so hard to do, right? It's like, oh, I can talk about that all day long. Then do it like within your space and make it relatable. I think one of the best tips I got was for me in our space, it's, can you help people save money, make money, or not make mistakes? Like if your video content can revolve around those three key elements, you're golden. Versus like, in my opinion, but I did some of this, in my opinion, instead of talking about the definition of what is a down payment? Like, but again, when you don't know what you don't know and you're just like, but I'm creating content. Yeah. But it's like, who in the right mind realistically is going to say, I'm going to talk to Jalen because he told me what the definition of a down payment is. Like probably nobody. Because if you created something on Canva and it was text, like they're not seeing Jalen. And that's the other part that I like about video is they get to see me and how I hold myself, you know, and it's not going to attract everybody. But some people are like, I want that. I want that person to represent me and what I do because I can relate to that, you know, and when it's a post and when it's all text, it just doesn't have that same effect.
Inhuman. You want to, you know, don't play that game. Don't sell yourself short. People want to buy you. Not in that weird way where it's like red light district, but they want to buy into who they're working with and who they might want to work with. And that goes for every business. Goodness gracious. There's so many boring businesses, but then you find like a TikTok of some or a YouTube short of someone that's just like blowing it up. Like there's a dude that I watch regularly who works at an ice cream shop. Like what? How do you make an ice cream shop interesting? He does it. I don't know. I don't have an ice cream shop to replicate it in, but I watch all of his videos or his YouTube shorts. I guess I don't go out of my way to watch it, but I watch the whole short.
Right? Okay.
That is the two biggest things that we thought were wins for us when it came to our business this last year. What were some wins for you and your business? Or what are some goals that you're going to have this next year? And we kind of got into a rant why you need to be doing video. So let us know. Are you wanting to do some video? Give us all your tags. We'll follow you. We'll give you some pity likes for the initial ones. We all got pity likes. Mom liked everything. Grandma liked everything. Thanks, Mom and Grandma. You're not my target audience, but I appreciate you sharing. We'll do that for you too. Just let us know. And speaking of likes, if you like this video or this episode, be sure to like it, subscribe so that you know when the next episode is released. And thanks for listening to us on this episode of Real Estate Roundup. We hope you had a wonderful 2022 going into 2023. This shouldn't be coming out before the end of 2023, but if you're listening to it after, yay, we made it. There wasn't an asteroid or something. So congrats to us. Thanks for a wonderful episode. I think this is going to be officially like 69. Nice. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Want to see, hear, or listen to more of Nick's take on California real estate market? Check out my links below.
Also, check out the links below for more information on products, books, or references made in this podcast. And please don't forget to subscribe, like, and share.